Hello, friends. This is Phonograph DJ Mac bringing you Centennial Songs. We all know about popular personalities going into politics, turning their fame into a political force. Now, I can't say who the first person was to make this transition, but Ignaz Jan Paderewski went from a world-renowned pianist to becoming the first Prime Minister of Poland 100 years ago in 1919. Born in 1860 in the Ukraine, Paderewski's path was shaped by family and political turmoil. Being shuffled between families and countries, he kept a firm grasp and ear on his musical inclinations. After graduating from the Warsaw Conservatory, he dabbled in education before being encouraged to pursue a career in piano performance. He moved to Vienna to complete his studies and then launched a wildly successful career as a concert pianist beginning in 1889. Let it be known that opera and classical music were considered popular music 100 years ago. There were no charts at this time, but it was gauged on record and concert sales. And of course, there's always that X factor that separates an artist from their genre, that puts them above the others by ethereal forces such as charisma or their hair. Paderewski was one such artist. His charisma was said to have been magnetic. He wore a wild head of long red hair that he flounced about as he gesticulated and played wildly. The term long-haired music may have been first attributed to him. Paddy mania was a real thing. The New York World reported of Paderewski's concerts in 1895, a mysterious current in the room, as though an invisible force had united Paderewski and his female adorers. One of these ladies is quoted saying, "He makes my heart still, my blood to flow from my heart as he wills it. He sets me on fire, he chills me, he is my master." As this meteoric rise continued through the aughts, Paddy always had an eye on philanthropy and politics. His prowess opened doors to him and made connections and created institutions and endowments for the betterment of people through the arts. Being an artist with no political affiliations, he emerged as a powerful spokesman for an independent Poland. He retired from music to work with world leaders and with President Wilson, wrote the 13th point of Wilson's 14 points, being the groundwork for a free and independent Poland, which he became the first prime minister of in 1919. Over the next 3 years, he advocated for and negotiated for Poland securing their position in the world. But in 1922, he left politics and returned to touring and driving crowds wild like he never left. Until his death in 1931, he was synonymous, almost a caricature of the enraptured artist whose specter transcends the ebony, ivory, and string vibrations of the piano. He holds a unique place in history as an artist, humanitarian, and political force, all accomplished at the highest levels. I've always loved his records. You can feel his passion in his playing. Here's his own composition entitled Cracovien Fantastique, Opus 14, number 6, recorded on the Victor label This Week Centennial Song.